Father, we thank you for another blessed day you made. We choose to be glad in it, Father. Father, it's not by power, not by might, it's by your Spirit, says the Lord. We thank you for another blessed week, Father. We thank you for the peace of mind you've done given us right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you made us more than conquerors. You do love us, Lord God. Father, I pray for every family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to strengthen them and guide them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You teach them in the way they should go right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every school teacher and leadership right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you teach them and guide them by your Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, come against every principality, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that come against the United States right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you said, blessed is the nation that the God is their Lord, Father. So we decree and declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord of these United States right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we praise you, Lord God, for having a victorious week in Christ, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're guiding us in a place that we should go right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I pray for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they continue to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, you will lead them in the way they should go right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your anointing and power be upon them, Lord God. Let them do great and mighty things as you expect them to do it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every dad right now in the name of Jesus who have families, Lord God. I ask you to lead them in the way they should go in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen the hands, Lord God, right now. Those that are feeble and weak right now in the name of Jesus. Father, even ask you to strengthen every mother, single mother right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to lead them in the way they should go, Father. Without you, we can do nothing. But through you, we can do all things that Christ has strengthened us, Father. No weapon that form against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even pray in the name of Jesus for mighty healing those that's been afflicted right now and wounded right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that your very presence help in time of trouble. You said in your word, many affliction of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for deliverance this week right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, I decree healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I bind the spirits of discord in families, corporations, and churches right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You said in your word, how pleasant it is that brethren that dwell in unity, Lord. Lord, said, I thank you for unity right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even speak to peace in families right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for great and mighty things that you're doing this week, Lord. I thank you that you're perfecting everything that concerns us, Father. Father, even pray for everybody who are going to work this week. Lord, I pray for traveling mercies to and fro all week long, Father. Father, I thank you for the spirit of excellence that is upon us right now in the name of Jesus, because we choose to depend on you, Father. Thank you for the spirit of excellence right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, even thank you for the following ministry leaders, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, as they choose to be led by you, Lord. They have no choice to be fruitful, Lord, because we believe and receive you and lead them in the way they should go. I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the wise counsel, Lord, that you've done blessed us with, Lord. I thank you for the great and mighty things that you're doing through them right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless their families. along with our visionaries right now in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray for every teammate, whether it's New York, North Carolina, Detroit, or even Georgia, Lord. I pray for them, Lord. You prosper the work in their hands. You bless their families. You protect them, lead them, and guide them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you for every prayer warrior that's a part of this prayer line, Lord. I ask you to continue to bless the works of their hands and protect them and lead them and guide them as well in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the great work you've done started in us, Lord, that we know that you will be faithful to complete it. We choose to believe and receive it right now as already done in Jesus' name. I thank you for a victorious week, Father, a surpassing victory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every battle that we will ever face. We just surrender it to you and knowing that we have already won in Christ Jesus, Father. Father, we celebrate your goodness, Lord, and your mercy and your grace and your unfailing compassion, Lord. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to wake up this morning and see another blessed day that you have made, and we choose to be glad in it, Father. And we choose to celebrate the mighty name of Jesus, which is above every situation we can ever face, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus to every family member, Lord. You protect them and lead them in the way to go, and you already done protected us from destruction right now in the name of Jesus. I even pray for the armed forces from the leadership all the way down. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Father, that you protect them and lead them and guide them in the way they should go right now in the name of Jesus. Father, even pray and plead the blood of Jesus over this upcoming presidential election, Father. I ask you for your hands on this election, Father. We know without you, nothing could be done, Father. We ask you to forgive us in anything that we've done that offended you, Father. You said if your people call by your name, humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from the wicked ways, you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin and heal the land, and then your eyes be upon this place. We're willing to do that. We're willing to repent anything that dishonors you so you could come heal our land, and then your eyes be upon this place. Because we know without you, we can do nothing. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to remove all wickedness from the White House, from the Senate all the way down, even the mayor, every governor, every city, Lord. I ask you to remove the wickedness right now in the name of Jesus and replace them with the righteousness of God. Father, we even thank you, Lord, for the power of the blood of Jesus that done made us righteous, not anything that we can do because it was a gift you had given us. We receive it with gladness right now in the name of Jesus because you said in your word we can never be condemned because we are the righteousness in you. You have never condemned us. You'll always love us, Lord. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Jesus came that we have life more abundantly, even though sin has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Your oppressing and depressing spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We are already healed by God's stripes on Jesus' back. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you have given us everything pertaining life and godliness. Hallelujah. We thank you that you made us more than conquerors through you that love us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for doing great and mighty things this week, Lord. Father, we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders that's taking place this week right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, glory to God for your goodness and your mercy, Father. On an ongoing basis. I thank you, Lord, that you're protecting our children, Lord. I thank you all of us are redeemed from destruction. And if you need, and if anyone needs prayer, you can go to info@furtherandfathering.org. You have a blessed, blessed and prosperous week. And the number you could contact is 888-380-3370. And you guys continue to have a blessed week on purpose in Jesus' name.